the whole ratchet thing, I think it was fun, yeah. but it just didn't have the substance that I appreciate in music. You know, right. if you hear it at a club or something, you appreciate it because it's fun, it's loud, and what have you. But as far as the substance in hip hop, Kendrick is bringing us back to that. 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 Back to that.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ Kane Keller.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's good? What's good?
What's good? What's good? Yo, son, I'm going to give a shout-out to MC Shadi.
What's up, my brother?
That interview was absolutely wonderful.
Yes,
I loved it.
I definitely enjoyed that.
I ain't never heard it that real.
Nah. Nah. What a real honest.
Right.
I mean, it was just 100, yo. I love that, yo. Shout-out to him. No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is De La Soul turns to fans and Kickstarter for their new sample-driven album. De La Soul basically hired a bunch of musicians and took them, or at least had them, convene in Los Angeles's or LA's Vox Studio. Vox Studio is significant because it doesn't have any computers. All analog.
Two-inch tape, huh?
They took it back to the two-inch tape. Basically, they said to get that old record sound, they have over 200 hours of sounds and vibes, and they're going to sample that instead of sampling records for their new LP. De La Soul was like, fuck, getting sued.
Yeah, they were one of them niggas that got sued.
No doubt. So there's a couple of things that De La Soul in this new album that we're going to talk about. First of all, we're going to talk about the Kickstarter. Right off the break, as of recording time, their pledge was $110,000.
Them niggas got damn near triple.
And them niggas right now, as of recording time, got $323,418.
Oh, yeah, they tripled.
Okay, so they tripled up. So, yep. Obviously, they got their situation.
They got a little pocket money.
They got a little pocket money, I guess, if they choose. But knowing De La Soul, they're going to put it into the recording, probably into the packaging, the whole nine. Their Kickstarter campaign, they had a giving level from $5 all the way up to $10,000.
And I seen that nigga put $10,000 in there.
Wow.
Like, who the fuck put $10 on this shit?
So,
wow.
I wish okay. I could have gave at the $1,700 level that had the autographed MPC with, you know, Dave's personal MPC disc.
Damn.
Or at least I forget what level that is. I want to say $750 that had the Smell the Daisies mixtape on white vinyl. I really want that shit.
Wow.
That's crazy. But anyway, shout out to De La Soul. My question to you is, and we're going to talk about some other things as well as that. What do you think about artists coming to the fans and saying, because this isn't the first time. I remember Public Enemy did it. You know, this isn't the first thing to happen. But, Kurt G, what do you think about that?
I think it's a wonderful thing.
Word.
I do. I think it is. Is that if you, it's a connection between them and the fans. If you really are fans of these people and you want to hear them come out without any executives all in the video.
Oh, okay.
You know, all trying to tell them what they need to do and radio songs and all this shit. Hey, you want to hear your artists the way you want to hear them? That's it.
That's 100. Swerving.
I fully agree with Kurt. You know what I'm saying? That is an amazing thing. And if you support your artist and you like that artist's music, then, you know, why not give something? And make it. They make it such a low number that you got to be able to give something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so check it out. So now the first two comments under this article I seen on the particular Dick Ride blog was, the first guy was like, he don't fuck with that Kickstarter shit because Illzai had a fully funded album December of 2013 and never put one out. He said since then he ain't fucking with it. And the second person said Kickstarter is a joke along with GoFundMe. He said he on that Dame Dash shit, you know, about fuck begging for money, stand up and be a man. I bet Dame Dash hates this type of Go Starter, Kick Fun, or whatever you want to call it, too.
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I mean, it's niggas that could take advantage of it. I don't know if Elzai actually took advantage of niggas and took that money and put it in his pocket instead of putting out an album.
Right,
that's what
right.
On the surface, that's what it looks like.
Right. But that's just him, the individual. But to for the fans and artists connect, that's a great tool.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm going to go ahead and dip $25 in just to get the physical. I don't really care about that. I mean, I'm such a De La Soul diehard anyway. I mean, and then too, you got to look at the particular, the value of the group. Now, no disrespect to Ill's Out. I don't know what he did with the money. I don't know anything about his situation in 2013 or what happened. But when you're dealing with De La Soul, you know you're dealing with quality guys.
Integrity.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't have to worry about that. And you know that they're going to put the full $300,000 into the project.
Right.
You know what I mean? The project will not be cheaply done. You know? That's the De La Soul just doesn't get down like that. And into another article, which, you know, not even an article, but just comes across the fact that they hired all these studio musicians. And they hired some very famous people to basically go in and play country music, funk music, soul, jazz, just a whole different genres, so they can have all this music from all these musicians to sample it from there.
Wow, that's crazy.
Those guys are saying, you know what? I will not get sued for this project.
That's amazing.
And similar to what I guess Primo and Royce da 5'9" did, you know, with Adrian Young's music. You know, hey, you want to start suing people? You know, hey, people like Marvin Gaye's kids want to get all greedy? Well, you know how hip hop do. We're going to let that well dry the fuck up. And matter of fact, and Marvin Gaye shit still going to get sampled by broke niggas who you can't sue anyway. Sorry, that was just a commentary about King Killer. I got a move.
Damn, V, and I got to ask niggas. You too off that commentary. Do you feel the same way about when Bismarck got caught out there by Gilbert O'Sullivan? Do you feel that angst towards Gilbert O'Sullivan because he was crying for money over, you know what I'm saying?
All the motherfuckers, all the motherfuckers was crying. Yes, I feel the same way against Gilbert O'Sullivan. Okay. Biz got caught up in the early days of that whole sample movement, you know. So, yeah, I don't give a fuck if it's Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Steely Dan.
Marvin Gaye's kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck who it is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because there's cats out there. Sure. Not because there's cats out there like Roy Ayers, who's right. 100. Matter of fact, there's a lot of musicians out there, you know, just like the guy who just got done suing Jay-Z. He's like, shit, nigga, all you got to do is just clear it.
Right.
Shit, Roy Ayers is so smooth with it. He like, fuck paying the sampling fee. Call me.
I'll come in and play.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, nah, you know. So, shout out to De La Soul, yo. I mean, De La Soul is my favorite group of all time. So, I'm repping them 1,000.
Right.
So, no doubt. And anyway, last but not least, when the announcement was made, they hit their goal in less than a day anyway. So they hit $110,000 in less than a day. So, you know, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, wrapping up the final day of Red Bull's Guest House mini series in Miami. Weezy and longtime producer Manny Fresh took to the stage to show Florida how it's done. A friend is my friend, and an enemy of my enemy is my friend, or something. How's that shit go, son? I mean, because I just remember, you know, maybe was it 2 years ago when Birdman put out that statement, fuck Manny Fresh, and Weezy standing right beside him, backing him up 1,000. Now Manny Fresh and Weezy in Florida hugging. At any time, I want to see Turk and Juvenile and them niggas get that whole hot boy shit back together.
Hot boys.
And say, fuck Birdman. How you feel about that swerving, Manny Fresh?
I'm thinking that's all fine and dandy, but history has shown that the daddy got his paperwork together. So, I mean, they can do what they want, but if they sign some shit, even at a young age, they're caught.
I mean, look, they can put out a Hot Boys project. They probably can't call it Hot Boys.
And that's what I'm saying.
But they can put out a project together, all come in and just make a, you know, fuck Birdman record. You know? G, you down with that?
Fresh.
G, you down with that shit?
These niggas, I guess they're having a hate Birdman party. They're getting in their pajamas and sitting around the fireplace and shit. Fuck that nigga. Remember Turk? Remember, yo, you was the first one he fucked, yo. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
I was down with you, but I couldn't say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear Lil Wayne. Yeah, you were right, nigga. You were right, nigga. All along, you were right.
Remember Juvie? Remember that 400 degrees and shit? Yeah. Man, I was just fucking around, man. I was just fucking around. You know, I was just doing that shit because I was down with my daddy.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe he did that shit to me. I can't believe it. Wow. Here we go. That's what's up.
Your fucking Lil Wayne was crazy.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, and it's not even really a topic. The legendary Pete Rock Peacetramentals will arrive in June via Mellow Music Group.
Of course.
Wow.
The $1 million that I invested in Mellow Music Group is coming back and paying off. Peacetramentals, my nigga, Pete Rock. And the thing about it is he put a beat up on SoundCloud that he did in 1995, and that shit is fire.
Oh my goodness.
M.O.P., nigga.
Yo, son, it ain't even a topic. It's just a fucking announcement. Peacetramentals.
Can you please send me that link?
Via Mellow Music. Of course, my nigga. Via Mellow Music Group. So, no doubt. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest is Jay-Z acquired Tidal streaming service for a cool $56 million.
Sean Carter.
Sean Carter.
I can't wait to hear what you had to say about this shit.
Oh, nigga, this shit is just lovely. So he bought the shit, $56 million. As of the time I copied and pasted this shit, they were charging low fidelity streaming rates for $10 a month. High fidelity streaming rates for $19.99 a month.
Wow.
At the press conference, this nigga had no less than Wifey, Coldplay, Chris Martin, Daft Punk, Jack White, J. Cole, Sean Carter himself, Kanye, Madonna, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Usher.
Wow.
All of pop music and some more motherfuckers up there.
I got my industry friends with me.
Saying, yep. Feel sorry for us rich pop motherfuckers. We want you to pay us more. Fuck that 10 million streams and $2,000 shit that Pharrell's getting. Okay? Now, our friends over at Q Point did a very fine article saying, are you trying to blame Pandora? Why are you trying to blame Spotify? Because you ain't getting paid. It's your label. It's the contract you signed at your label that, by the way, pays you. Well, maybe it's your concert gate or your video appearances. I don't know. Everybody up on the stage was a millionaire.
Yep.
Okay.
At least.
Also in the article said at the end of the day, the only one who's going to get paid is
corporate.
It's the corporate. He's the only one who's gonna get paid at the end of the day when Tidal goes belly up, and that people are already predicting that it can go belly up. Who's gonna pay $20 a month to listen to these motherfuckers?
Free?
That they can listen to free on the radio.
Say that again, Irv.
That they can listen to for free on the radio.
$3.99. On the radio, and motherfuckers is already listening to them niggas is free on the radio.
You know they be offering exclusive shit.
Oh, see, right there you go. Ding, 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 ding. You said they're Hove and them niggas out there talking about, well, you know, we're going to offer exclusive, you know, title only content, exclusive video to really connect with the fans and shit. This nigga Kurt G sound like he behind the curtain.
Oh, he going to make that bread.
Oh, yo, he gonna make the bread, but he sound like he behind the curtain pulling some strings.
Oh, Geppetto's in the house.
Oh, okay, my man. So, just, you know, I'm sitting up here, I'm talking about that, yo, and it's just like, really? The comment was, for the casual fan, Tidal's really gonna come down to the cost and the bang for the buck, period. I say to you, once again, with all these pop people, and this is where, and your boy hiding behind the veil, this is an artist-owned platform. you know.
So everybody put a little bit of change.
Everybody put a little. Well, right.
Basically everybody on the stage is a stock owners.
Yeah, right. Right. Like 2-3%, something like that. It broke down, but your man got the bulk of the lion's share on it.
So he put the $56 million in.
Well, I mean, but people were saying that the streaming service has outdated software and the stream is choppy and just. I mean. I don't know. I'm a free Spotify nigga. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
You see, niggas like you, that's why artists can't get paid.
T-Mobile.
You listening to the free shit, so they only want to throw us pennies.
Motherfucking T-Mobile is giving that shit data free. You know what I mean? You know, that's the reason why I cut my satellite off. I mean, I'm just being 100. You know, Pandora, data free, Spotify, data free, SoundCloud, data free, my nigga, T-Mobile. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Damn, hey, D, did they cut a check?
Hey, nah.
This nigga throwing out all kinds of names, ain't he?
No, the only thing I'm throwing out.
Like you behind the curtain, nigga. Did you get some paper and we don't know about it?
No, sir. What I'm throwing out is that Sean Carter and his rich friends ain't doing a damn thing for me. And want to charge me $20 for the privilege to say, you down with the real artists? Or you down with motherfuckers who want to cheat us like they cheated Pharrell? Ain't nothing I can't stand worse is rich artists and they kids.
Damn, they kids too.
Oh, no, I'm talking about legacy kids like Marvin Gaye kids.
Oh, okay.
Rich artists and they kids crying about not getting paid.
I was like, damn, what Blue got to do with this
shit?
Nah,
Blue ain't got nothing to do with it. She's innocent. I mean, innocent.
What are you? Have you gone to the dark side? The industry is bad, B. The artists create the music. They should be rewarded for that, right?
B, I'm not saying that. Wait a minute. Everybody, let me repeat this. Everybody on that stage is a millionaire, B. So where are they not getting rewarded?
Okay, but who puts the value on their work?
The fans.
Right. So can they not see that value?
But they mad at Pandora. They're not necessarily.
And they should be because Pandora is benefiting from their work.
Pandora and Spotify have yet to turn a fucking profit. Let me go back to our friends at Q-Point.
It's free.
B, it's your label. It's your label.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then want to charge the fans because their label ain't paying them.
Yeah, B, right. You sound a little hypocritical right now, B.
Okay.
Because we just praised De La Soul for doing the same shit, basically.
De La Soul ain't got no. But
De La Soul got money, B.
Okay, De La Soul asked their fans, if you want to contribute to the recording of the album, send the money. Fans send their money in droves. You know why? Because there are a lot of people out there who value De La Soul's work.
And it's a lot of people out there that value Mr. Corporate and Madonna and the motherfuckers.
Okay,
so
and that's
gonna pay
fine.
For that
and
shit.
Then so you can go to Tidal and pay $20 a month for the privilege to listen to that shit. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying if this is not a criticism of the fans choosing to want to hear Madonna when they can hear her free at Pandora, but deciding to pay
free
20.
On YouTube. Hey, right.
I mean, you know what I mean? So I don't see how I'm sounding hypocritical.
I'm just saying on the on the surface of what you're saying, it sounds just the opposite of what you just said about De La. That's what I'm saying about being hypocritical. Because it's basically the same thing.
Right, and I'm saying the artist should get paid, not the industry or not the label, but the artist.
But De La Soul is not sitting back blaming their label. De La Soul is going directly to the fans, you know, and maybe Hov and them are saying, you know what, our labels aren't paying us. We're coming directly to you. We need you to pay us $20 a month, okay? We need you to pay us $20 a month for the privilege to listen in high stream, high quality, exclusive. It's the rock radio.
I don't see him complain either. I just see him. He found another lane on that.
You know what? De La Soul.
Highway.
De La Soul's not a millionaire. You're right. And that lane is like 97 lanes right now, my nigga.
Getting wider.
Right.
Getting wider. And there's construction projects due to continue to come online as well.
Summer is coming, B.
Indeed.
Exactly.
Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest, Bagari Black. Shout out, haven't heard anything from Bagari in a while. Shout out to him. My question for E, Kurt, Killer, what constitutes a hip hop album and what distinguishes it from a rap album? Now, I'm going to say this. I've been in this so long, I do the mixing up of the terms, because when I came in as a 10-year-old, it was just hip hop. All of it was hip hop. It was the speak, the dance, the art. Everything was just hip hop. So somewhere down the line, somebody somewhere, you know, said that hip hop was the culture and that rap was the music of that culture. And what constitutes. So when I say such and such makes a hip hop album, I say that in the filter in which I came through the original culture when everything was hip hop. So, you know, I could say Ultra Magnetics, that's a hip hop album. Somebody else, you know, Mr. Blowhard out of Louisiana, that's a rap record. You know, I mean, are they the same? Are they one and the same? I don't have the clear definition. I'm speaking through my original filter that everything was hip hop. And it just provides me a convenient excuse to dismiss shit I don't like. Oh, that's that pop rap. That's that rap. That's that other shit. So
could we say that it should entail at least 3/4 of the foundation of hip hop?
I mean, you can say that.
It has to have some type of foundation of hip hop. It has some cutting and scratching in there, something.
You got everything but the rap part. I mean, because most of the records that's on the radio, whatever, have a beat and a rapper, if you wouldn't even call him a rapper.
R&B artist is rapping.
But most, all the stuff on the radio, really, they're not even calling themselves hip hop. They're just saying, we do rap. Chris Brown is rapping.
Every radio station decries the radio station calls themselves hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, but the radio—that's radio stations. I haven't heard Migos really call themselves hip hop artists. I hear them call themselves rap artists. You know what I'm saying? Because
I haven't heard them call themselves anything.
I've heard them say some other things about themselves, but we won't get into that. But the point I'm saying is that I think that there are a lot of people who grew up under the supposition of when you buy music and that has a MC on it or a pseudo MC in the case of Chris Brown and them, they're rapping. So therefore they make rap music. So when you hear us say, or at least when you hear me say, this record is, you know, the Tribe Called Quest record is a hip hop record. Well, I'm taking that from the original, back when everything was just considered hip hop. And like you said, it had the elements. It had all the, you know, like you said, some cutting and scratching, proficient emceeing, you know what I'm saying, sample based, whatever, you know what I'm saying. It had to have a lot of elements in it, you know. So I don't have the perfect definition to give you at what constitute what is what. I'm just saying I say hip hop because that's how I came in the game when everything was hip hop. But saying it's rap or pop rap or trap allows me a convenient and easy way to dismiss shit I don't give a flying fuck about.
Honestly, agree.
It continues.
So, shout out to The Real Nugget. I'm going to give a shout out to him. He said he copped that Shadi album in Florida, came back to the DMV, and no one knew what that shit was about. Thanks for the nostalgia. You know what? I miss those days. I miss those days when you could go to Florida and pick up this MCADE,
yep,
or some Jam Pony or something, yes, and be so exclusive, just in the same way that you could take tapes, whether if it's from Power 99 or, you know, BLS down to Florida and be so exclusive and shit. Yeah, yeah. I guess I just, you know, because I just missed those days.
No doubt.
Here's a tissue, my nigga. Here's a tissue.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is shout out to the Houston Socialite. She said, King Killer must be confused. Talking about the Lauryn Hill. The album has beats, it tells a story. She was part of a group, but that doesn't make it hip hop. One for you, Swervin.
Ding, ding. No, he got two. I seen another nigga send an email.
And this email is from Ghost Jam. I'll read his email, by the way. Subject, the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Hip hop or not? Note, this email, if it gets read on air, no government, please. I respect that. I'm not the best person to judge, but he gave a blow-by-blow of the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. The intro, he doesn't count. Lost Ones, yes. X Factor, no. Zion, no. Doo-wop Thing, yes. Superstar, no. Final Hour, yes. When It Hurts So Bad, no. I Used to Love Him, no. Forgive Them Father, no. Every Ghetto, Every City, no. Nothing Else Matters, no. Everything Is Everything, he says no, I'm saying yes. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, no. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, no. The Sweetest Thing, I love that record, no. Tell Him, no. Out of 16 songs, he's saying there's only three that would be considered hip-hop. Ding! Another one for you, Swervin'.
So now I'm asking you, sir, out of 16 songs, how many do you consider hip-hop? He's about to take an L, B. Be careful.
Yo, you know what? I'm man enough to take an L.
There it is.
I'm man enough to take an L. I'm not admitting to taking an L. I'm not admitting to taking an L.
But you'll take one. What are you taking an L to? I just want to hear you say it.
What do you mean? You want me to say that this album is R&B?
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
He's not going to say it, nigga.
No, I'm not saying that because... No,
nigga.
I'm sorry, yo. You know what?
You a sore-ass loser, B.
Nah, I mean, word.
Watch you can't your even mouth. Say it. Watch your mouth, nigga. Nigga.
Yo, it's not that
damn.
I can't... it's just I can't say it. This is... You know what
Ben
it is?
Can't okay. get no more blatant, and I've been saying it for 27 years, that album is not hip-hop.
You said 27 before the album even came out.
Before the album even came out.
It's an album going to come out in about 15 years.
You know what it
that's
is?
It's called Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That shit ain't hip-hop. Because don't believe it.
You know what it is?
When she was dreaming about this, I was like,
nah, you know what it is? Because I'm just like, this is me. This is King Killer. I'm being 100. Yo, okay, you know what? There's a lot of cats, Houston socialite. You know, Ghost Jam, others who probably going to chime in and be like, the record is not technically a rap record, okay? I guess for me, number one, because when Lauryn Hill wants to and has the ability to fucking take niggas clean out
to
when
be
she's...
the best.
To be the best.
But she ain't but, doing but that on the album, so what are you talking okay, about? Great.
And then, two, I guess
all
only because...
Be, I never said that Lauryn wasn't one of the top female MCs ever.
No. That's true.
That album was not hip-hop.
I'm just saying, I'm laying out a mea culpa for me standing in the gap. You know, for me standing in the gap on a first hearing Lauryn Hill and hearing the skill. And Kurt G, you was right with me.
I'm with you 100%.
And what did I say? She ought to lead them other two nuts.
Yep.
In the back.
She shouldn't even be down with
she shouldn't
group.
Be down with
that
these
was off the first album.
That was off the first album. And me and Kurt G was at Tower Records when I said that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm putting up a mea culpa. You know what? Okay, what I will admit to is that you're right technically, but you're wrong in the spirit of the law.
No, I'll take that victory regardless.
All right, son. Don't get too hype on that side over there.
I'm just saying.
Next thing I know, you're going to be defending and arguing against me quitting the source for having TLC on the cover.
No, I wouldn't do that because you were right.
You know, they had a rapper.
He said
you
was right, B. Said
you
was right.
You were right to quit the source when they had TLC on the cover.
Okay, okay.
And I remember you being in a panic when they put Mary J. Blige on the cover, but I was like, yo, hold up. Freeze. Just ease up.
Yeah,
and you know it was not too long thereafter when I quit the source.
Right,
when they put Timberland and Missy on the cover, and people would say, "Oh shit, why would you quit when they do Timberland and Missy?" Because you know why? For the same reason, Swervin', and I'm admitting this, for the same reason that Swervin' don't like the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I thought that Timberland, especially Missy, was doing way too much singing at that time, way too much Aaliyah. At that time. But that's just, you know, I digress.
All right, well, let the record state that on this show, King Killer B has begrudgingly accepted that the album is not hip-hop. Lauryn Hill, Miseducation, is not hip-hop.
Technically.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm going to take it however I get it, B.
But you're wrong in the spirit of the law.
All right.
Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This comes from my man Robbie over at Uncut. I found this to be quite interesting. He compiled a quick list, and the article was about when hip hop groups don't use or continue to use the ingredients that make them successful. And he goes through a quick list. And so he, Pete Rock, no, well, CL Smooth without Pete Rock. Said, you know, CL Smooth has always been nice, but you really couldn't get into him without Pete Rock's beats. Are we right on, is he wrong or right on that, G?
I guess I could say that he's, like you said, technically right.
Oh, technically.
Right, because CL was always nice and is still nice to this day, but he just picked the wrong beats.
Mm. And when you got Pete Rock on your team, you can't help but pick the right ones.
Right. Yeah, you got the right ones right there in the basement.
Yeah, exactly. Peacetramentals 2 will arrive June 23rd, my nigga,
you
via
sure
Mellow Music
no
Group.
Money, B? You sure you haven't taken any money from anybody, son?
Nah, check my pockets, yo. Okay, the next three.
I want to see your accounts. Huh?
The next three are Primo, Guru without DJ Premier, and he's only saying that in terms of Jazzmatazz Records, where the Jazzmatazz Records were never better than anything that Gangstar had put out. And then, of course,
well,
the whole,
they were pretty successful, though.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And of course, the whole nasty business at the when at the end. J. Rue the Damager without Primo and Group Home. And he said, as far as Group Home, he said, to be fair, Group Home, them niggas at Group Home never wanted to be MCs anyway. So
what is the common denominator there, B?
Primo.
Primo.
Ask Royce the 5'9", and we could settle that real quick. De La Soul without Prince Paul. Now, he's wrong. Now, he's wrong on that.
Yeah, he's definitely
he's
wrong on that.
He's dead wrong on that, because the Grind Date, their last official studio LP, is fucking solid.
Yes, it was.
Now,
solid.
Give them the fact that they sold the most with that first album.
Oh, that don't mean jack.
But that's probably what he's basing it on.
Oh, not Robbie from Uncut ain't like that. He ain't about sales, but he's wrong on that one. Public Enemy without the Bomb Squad. Said Apocalypse 91 had its moments, but he said, as of lately, it's too many guitars for Public Enemy.
Without them shocking
boys. Wow, that's true.
You know, I would be curious to see what they would sound like if you had Hank and Keith back in the lab. I really would be curious what they could
pull. Don't you think it would sound dated, though?
But
I don't
know. They couldn't do those albums, though, B. Them niggas would get sued.
No, I'm just saying, let's say they would just get back in the lab and do some old SoundCloud shit.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of curious to see what that would sound like. I don't know if it would sound dated. I think you'd be surprised.
I would like to hear it.
Indeed. MC Shan without Molly Maul. He said, Exhibit A, play it again, Shan.
Left me lonely.
Well, that was Molly. Play it again, Shan, with some old.
Or how about that? Well, never mind.
Capone and Noriega without Tragedy. Nigga, I'm telling you, because I thought we was going to interview Tragedy. You got to listen to that War Report, and Tragedy is
always been nice.
God.
Still nice.
Oh, God. Woo. That's, you know what, CNN hasn't been the same, because Tragedy hadn't been in the lab since the War Report. All-time hip-hop classic, the War Report. Far Side without Jay Swift. Now, I know everybody would say, well, Farside was getting a lot of J. Dilla beats, but the Bizarre Ride has some of the most solid production you can find.
Yeah, it's great.
The Bizarre Ride is a great
classic
album.
Classic. Yeah.
Shout to J. Swift, period.
I'll be listening to that after the show. Thank you.
Oh, okay. There you go. Bringing it back. That's what's up. Grand Poobah without Sadat X and Lord Jamal.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to say no on that. Where Grand Poobah, I don't think his solo albums for the most part, but the Grand Poobah shows that he plays well with others when he wants to, because I'm taking it back to Masters of the Ceremony.
Right.
Which was successful and had
Dynamite.
A bevy of hits,
Dynamite.
Which was my favorite of that, but had a bevy of hits, you know, cracked out amongst others. Dynamite.
Blending that Dynamite with Anita Baker.
No, that was actually Dynamite with the Jones Girls, Nights Over Egypt.
Nights Over Egypt. Oh, that too. Yeah, but I was thinking No One in the World.
Nights Anita. Over Egypt joined with Dynamite.
But all of them.
That's crack right there.
That's crack. So anyway, he just provided that list. I'm sure the Hip Hop Digest listeners will provide their own people who got away from the success that made them successful. You know, whether they landed on their feet or not, who knows? Most of this is spot on, you know, with the exception of the De La Soul, you know, and the Far Side. You could take them out because, you know, you go from J Swift to J Dilla. I mean, you're not going to lose. So that's what's up. So Swervin, you got anything?
Nah, just, oh, shout out to Lenny and Sean, brothers from BIU, remember? Talking to them on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
We wish we still had pictures, and do you still have the music?
You know what? I do not have the music. I was looking for a record that me and Lenny did called Temple of a Turtle. I had it on a cassette tape, but I cannot find that. So.
Well, do you remember near the end when Lenny had that song, Nigga, What the Hell Are You Doing?
Yes.
Nigga, What the Hell Are You Doing?
Yes.
Yo,
yes.
He was on the nigga game way before the nigga game was real.
Hey, you know what? Hey, it's funny because if you, that record, the amount of times he said nigga on that record, yo, who knows? We might can get paid right now.
Nigga, What the Hell Are You Doing?
So, no doubt. Anyway.
Yeah, that's about it, man. Oh, and just the appreciation to our listeners once again is, as always, appreciation, man.
Yeah, we get a lot of hits over at Audio Boom. We appreciate that.
Yeah, oh my goodness, down with the new math, nigga. Oh, yeah, see that shit.
Get a lot of hits over at Audio Boom. Shout out to Stitcher,
lot of streams, my nigga, a lot of streams.
You know, iTunes, the whole thing. You know where you can catch us. Kurt G, Albums of the Week.
All right, before I get into the Albums of the Week, I got something to say to the listener, as you say.
Oh,
this is an email we got, and I'm looking at the exact date on March 4th. From, I hope you don't mind me using your
government,
my brother.
It is the year of the government.
Marcus Gray.
Shout out to you.
Yes, he said, what up, Hip Hop Digest? Can somebody give me the beats for episode 320 and episode 335? Salute to you, brothers. I listen to every show. I wasn't ignoring you, but I was trying to get my shit together, get my system together. Because you are not the first person to ask for the background beats. And wanted to know what they were. So what I did now, from now on, from this point on, I'm going to just label each show that we do. And I'm going to also add at the end of it, I'm going to label it with the instrumental, the album that I used in that show. So that way, if you somebody asks me what it is, I'll be able to tell them. Because a lot of times I just take instrumentals from old shows. I'm doing, being lazy.
A personal service.
Yes, to not just him, to others. Yes, you're being blessed. Because usually I'm like, fuck that shit. That's just work I don't need to do.
Hip Hop Digest, see, unlike those niggas over at Tidal, we giving you something.
Damn, B. You stick it in your craw, isn't it?
It's the rock. Damn.
But anyway,
not back. That King Killer wouldn't take $20 a month, though.
You know I'd do it.
All right. Albums of the week. This week we got Malik B, El Militant.
Oh, shit. Yes. Malik B?
Yeah, Malik B and Mr. Green, Unpredictable. And we got The Regiment and Sinus Tempo, S-O-U-L. Soul, Sound of Us Living.
All
and
right.
The instrumental joint is Clem Beats, Anteater 2015.
I'll be listening to these on Monday, which is post day.
All right. So what's up? I guess we'll see y'all next week then.
That's what's up.
Gone.
Right. Peace.
Bullshit can miss me. I ain't trying to talk if you got got less than a 50. Fuck fresh to death, my niggas staying crispy. When I hit the wall, security, they never frisk me. Bitch niggas, Boyds and Kaniskis. Cruising on you suckers, so my business, they risky. Watch a girl when you left the room, she got frisky. Turn into Lewinsky, ass really tempt me. Tip of the dynamite stick is where her lips be. Broke niggas running up, begging like they wimpy. Bragging about their cost, but they don't even own a 10 speed. I know the roots of the game, I never let it tempt me. What up, the dealer proof breeds, Isaac Hayes and Pimp. Never blaze trees, but sticks to seeds, it defends me. Problem with me was not enough, you better bring three. Down and left with DJ Flip, burning sense.
Straight dirt doers, straight from the sewer. Simpson is the name, beats bang like a Hoover. If I like a frame, spit game to a cougar. Make change in the booth, something like Superman. Never in the stupor, grand. Stack to the heights, way taller than a Uber. On the mic, go hard like a Saw Medusa. Breaking up ciphers, walking right through you. Rude, no manners, hardcore grammar. Keep a blunt lit, goods, no bammer. Yeah, I tote, don't be so fickle. Now give me 10 feet and read my smoke signals. Chief smoke a lot, black lungs blow the pie heavy. Probably why I run through dough a lot, get me. Motor City madman guilty. Fresh dress, but I spit in trash can filthy.
Eating everything from high to no God to Mr. Untouchable of busting rhymes. I understand it's sucker free for me is a necessity. Peace of mind I keep by keeping thorough niggas next to me. I'd rather be surrounded by dudes that are down they feet than niggas living on their knees try to rep with me. I seek help from the main source like extra P. Commit to my A-thing and stick it to a dream. And when I'm in the lab them days composing jams, empty pop-pop boxes in Arizona can't scatty. I get at it like days I like the cool up in Andiamo's. Friends kissing Bonnie Doom with my baby down. Crazy how interrupt the flow of the dough. And that shit show, that's why I'm clocking at you now. The birthright is get the money. But walking with a righteousness right in this rather wrong or right. I spit.
Dope.
Standing in my people, they stand. Bringing that dope music.
They don't get no louder than this.
Standing in my people, they stand.
I'm trying to deal life, hanging across the real crates. Man, it get rough, knowing these Timbs, it get scuffed. When I walk through, niggas ain't trying to get talked to. Wanna show love, man, these jokers that show snubs. So, I don't know what you yelling, Geronimo. Fold that black ass nigga standing behind you, carry your fofo. Don't even want no money, he wanna kill shit. He stuck on that silly 40 in the blunt, keep it real shit. I try to level it out, the devil is out. With all the heavy Metallica metal that's out. Several ways to save self for medical peace. Up in Amsterdam, puffing that incredible haze. The inevitable cannot really be measurable. I'm going different places that I thought I never would go. Maybe do Conan O'Brien or the Letterman show. Talk about life for maybe when I walk with a wipe. Sometimes what I thought was precise was awkward advice. Since it cost, I was on for the price. And since life is a gamble, I'm off with the dice.
I be leaving this freezing abyss, grieving and pissed when I cease and desist. Breathing deceased and I drift. Why does evil exist? Why the diseases infest? Increasing my stress till a heart attack seizing my chest. But I believe in the truth, that's the reason I'm blessed. Avoid the grim reaper with
with the big sleeves on his wrist. The corrupt heart of man, but evil invents, deceitful events, deceiving to receiving amends. Summer funds at the people's expense, it's a mess. No one comes to the people's defense. I confess, I've been stressed, what's the sense? I barely sleep and I'm tense, but I can't complain when there's people sleeping in tents. It's intense, and even worse, people reeking a stench. 6 feet in the earth, sleeping deep in a trench. Benefit. Original. Pyro MC.
Leak big, 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 screw. Mr. Green, green, green. From the streets.
Original. Underground. The benefit. Mr. Green and Malik. Big, 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 big.
Mixtape worms inside my belly. Give me butter, beets, and jelly. I ain't hungry, I'm ravenous. The savage in me is imagining beats on a platter. I'm licking the chops the way they cut the samples up. When I'm malnourished, the rhyme flourish. I'm in the dark forest looking for porridge. Three bears, you looking like an eclair. Beware, we here. Ripping mics is our career. I gotta satisfy this hunger though. A Snickers ain't gonna do it. I put it in my mouth, started chewing. From the under, but it's over your head. Let me make it simple. It's like a drug dealer needing that bread. It's like a nympho needing that sex. Or a wino needing a Bex. A DJ needing two texts. Starving, ready for the harvest. Make way for the hungry artists.
The hunger pain.
The hunger pain. Spark in my brain. Maintain. Set aflame. The hunger pains. For your mind, we aim. We aim. We aim. The hunger pains. Feed in my brain. Maintain. One and the same. The hunger pains.
With the dialogue from a time analog. Here to just spit it, come with it. Just like a feudal lord, I roar. When I record and explore, my mind rhymes in time and strikes the common chord. Oh Lord, have mercy, my style's unearthly. Firstly, I got to give it to you cause I'm thirsty. For the rap, rhythm and flows and how it goes. And just remember that you reap what you sow. I'm a fiend for the complex rhyme. Upon a mind for your mind that I design. With thoughts that I define and create. Innovate when I seek to escape. And feeding the hunger pains with the rhymes I make. But the spilling continues and the urge comes back. Every time I get the calling, yo, that itch for a scratch. We attack and give you something you all lack. Here's a snack, a throwback, Odyssey, fade to black now.
The hunger pains,
spark in my brain.
Maintain, set aflame. The hunger pains, for your mind we aim. We aim, we aim.
Smell of success lingers. The five fingers on my right hand pressed to feel the bass like Charles Mingus. Aptitude analyzed, taste buds tantalized. Wondering if the top is everything that I fantasize. Well, it's only one way to find out. Just grind out, multiply your clout and sign out. Don't forget your password. Famous last word from a class nerd. I took heed, now I got it mastered. My appetite grows, I recite prose. My mind's eye wide open, both physical closed and focused. We touch down like a swarm of locusts. Can't sleep, hunger pains awoke us. Yeah, phonetically I energetically inject these letters in ya. I credit famine for adding decades to my tenure. When it's all said and done, oxygen and native sun. Live this life being nice, spreading peace to everyone. Peace, y'all.
Pain, spark in my brain.
Maintain, set aflame. The hunger pains, for your mind we aim.
We aim, we aim.
The hunger pains, feed in my brain.
Maintain, ha,
one and the same. The hunger pains.
So, 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 soul. East to West Coast, we know you got soul. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, you got soul. All across the world, you know we got soul. Sound of us living, you know we got soul. East to West Coast, we know you got soul. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, you got soul. All across the globe, you know we got soul.
The sound of my heartbeat, the sound when the paint and the wall meet. Montage, collage of Wall Street. Fat cap technique sprayed wide. Urban side of the planet. Art definition slot stone and granny. Reap havoc when I touch the can. No element displayed from my hand. And it lands so smooth from a tool. And it soothes all the blues and stress. Nothing less, any knives on my model. Full throttle from the Teflon when I move in the shadow. From alarm, drop balls of ink. With a unique critique from the law. It got me this far. I got a name and a game. You better keep it out your mouth before we go on the war. Never try to cross it out on this rooftop. Yeah, let's bring it like war.
Sound of us living, you know we got soul. East to West Coast, we know you got soul. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, you got soul. All across the world, you know we got soul. Sound of us living, you know we got soul. East to West Coast, we know you got soul. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, you got soul. All across the globe, you know we got soul.
Freedom, the last joints really got a mean look. Resembling the black book sketches to a T. Took the 737 off of Jefferson. Couple spray cans. Now I'm about to see shine like a pair of aviator Ray-Bans. Can't wait for the kings to hit the gallery. This craft become attached to me like part of my anatomy scene. Getting up took a minute. Hair status wasn't with ease around writers, but still managed honor amongst these from writers who recognize knights and queens. Young pawns got it twisted. Must be the holidays, I swear. Always see so many toys up around Christmas. While humble king's crew made it all city. Bombing after bombing, knew that we were gonna get it. Just hope the run never slow up. With cannons in hand, every tag of blockbuster is a soak up, yeah.
Sound of us living, you know we got soul. East to West Coast, we know you got soul. Every man, woman, boy, your girl, you got soul. All across the world, you know we got soul. Sound of us living, you know we got soul. East to West Coast, we know you got soul. Every man, woman, boy, your girl, you got soul. All across the globe, you know we got soul.
Rough next to 96 is making all the noise. Coupon, brain sick, cape black the wild dread. East New York niggas quick to fill that ass with lead. So remember what I said and take fucking caution. I need that ass red like great greens of fucking caution.
All of the walkers in the street mastermind. They said we can't do it, so by design. Check me out, baby, Paul, when we start to sign. Lyrics from the top of the dome will blow your mind. East New York is where we're from, and we're doing it black. Locking them down like dreads, and it's just like that. With diamond rings and jewelry all on the scene. People can't understand when we start to clean. One hand washes the other in these lonely streets. Watch my back when we roll, cause you know the flow. Planting seeds to grow, ideas, money, and soul. Boot from brain sick, as if I, you know it. Coming straight from the street with raw sounds and beats. Niggas just don't know how the story goes. Cause we're coming from the street with this ill ass mind. Mastered up designing and we rip down crime. The inspiration from the street, niggas dope and unique. And the real brothers know how we got to roll. In the street, you roll tight. Cause it's one hand black, one hand watches the other, and there's no turning back. You got my back, I got your back, and you know the deal. Where you from? East New York, and we keep shit real. East New York style, baby, huh? We doing it live for your ear. Low budget environment style, the five borough style. You know what I'm saying? My man G Flex in the house. We got Black Adorn in the house. We got Black Star in the house. Dr. Ripper in the house. Little Dap in the house. Cool Pong in the house.